Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk about hair loss and the role of oral minoxidil for hair loss. You guys, this is trending, and actually, it's been trending for almost a year now, so I thought I'd dive deep into it. I'm going through my own hair treatment with platelet-rich plasma injections, trying to improve hair fall that happened during COVID, and one of the things I had previously used was Rogaine topical solution. You guys know about Rogaine. Men use it for hair loss. Women can use it as well. It's a liquid solution that you apply to the scalp to improve hair thickness. Rogaine is not that convenient. It takes like 4 months to see results. You have to use it reliably, regularly, every day for 4 months before you can even tell if it's working. And then if you stop using it, it actually will cause hair shedding. And so it's difficult to use. It's not so difficult. Many people do it. But, you know, you do have to apply a liquid to your scalp. It can affect hairstyling. Some people get itchy in the scalp. Sometimes people get scalp irritation, contact dermatitis. It can change your hairstyling and texture issues. So it's not the most fun. Having used it, I think a much better alternative or something you can also add to your armamentarium is oral minoxidil. Maybe you guys have heard of this. Minoxidil is a medication that's been used typically for hypertension patients. But interestingly, doctors prescribing this medication for their high blood pressure patients found that they were developing thick and nice, luscious hair and excessive hair growth. Hairiness, a little hairiness is a side effect. You can get excessive facial hairs and hair all over will start to grow. But based on that observation came the recommendation and multiple studies that showed that oral minoxidil can be used for hair loss, for female pattern hair loss, for male pattern hair loss, for any of us that's experiencing hair loss where it's clinically appropriate. That means you've checked with your internist or doctor and they've recommended it. It doesn't conflict with your other pills and it's not going to give you hypotension or too low of blood pressure. So you definitely have to get checked and evaluated and your doctor has to make sure that you're a good candidate. But out of all the treatment options available, this one has been quite effective and probably very popular amongst dermatologists for male pattern hair loss, for premenopausal, postmenopausal, female pattern hair loss. 50 to 60% of dermatologists recommend it and are using it. How does minoxidil work? It's convenient because it's a pill. It's not a solution you have to put into your hair. It shortens the telogen phase of hair growth and prolongs anagen growth phase with progressive growth and thickening in the diameter and length of the hair follicle. So that is amazing. It's a vasodilator. So that's how it improves your blood flow and your high blood pressure, but it also induces the Wnt beta-catenin signaling pathway, which has anti-androgenic and anti-inflammatory properties. So it's relaxing these blood vessels around the hair follicle, leads to increased supply of nutrients and good vascular flow and oxygen to the hair follicle. So it vasodilates and brings in all that good blood flow. Minoxidil also reduces perifollicular inflammation, inflammation around the follicles. It slightly suppresses your T cells, your body's own immune cells that can come in and behave naughty and sometimes recognize your own hair follicles as foreign and start inflaming around them. So this anti-inflammatory effect is beneficial. It also inhibits prostacyclin and interleukins around the hair follicles. And I think that's amazing. It's going to also boost hair regeneration because it triggers this beta-catenin signaling pathway that makes more regenerative growth hormones turn on. And sometimes people need to wait about 3 months to see results. Typically, the initial clinical response can take about 2 to 3 months to show results. A few patients, like 20% of patients, can notice some increased hair shedding in the first month, but after 4 weeks, that hair shedding will stop. And I think that's just the follicles revving up and getting into their proper growth phase. Usually the dose of oral minoxidil that's given for blood pressure patients is really high, like 10 to 40 milligrams a day. For hair loss, the dose has varied, but most studies show a really low dose, like 0.25 to 1.25 milligrams daily, to be quite effective. And 70 to 80% of patients can show improvements on this dose. And the same for men. It's similar for males. So the typical patient will take this product, the minoxidil, once a day and start to see results in about 3 months, and then you'll just maintain. You can get hypertrichosis, which is excessive hairiness. So if you're on minoxidil, you might need to wax, or you might notice more facial hair growing. It's probably worth it as long as your, you know, full head of hair starts to return. That's going to be beneficial. Sometimes minoxidil can give side effects. For example, it does affect your blood pressure. Some people take it at night so they don't feel lightheaded. Sometimes you can get fluid retention or edema, and you have to limit your salt intake. You might have to go on spironolactone. So everything has pluses and minuses. There is no magic bullet. But the impact on the hair growth cycle is impressive, leading to longer and thicker hair and strands. And I think that it does improve synergistically when you're on really good nutrition and you're getting biotin, zinc, and iron. All of those things have to be building blocks to grow good hair. It's a senolytic, so it helps to clear senescent hair cells that have stopped dividing and they're contributing to aging, and that might be why they have that little shedding period. But that has broader implications, like that turns on anti-aging growth cycles and regenerative cycles for the hair on the scalp. And I am very impressed with the results so far. I'm going to keep you guys posted and keep teaching you all the good things, red light therapy, platelet-rich plasma injections for the scalp, doing all the things to improve circulation. I'm really into the idea of head spas lately. Have you all seen the videos where they look at the microscopic level of the hair follicles and the amount of crud and junk that sits along the follicle? Unless you do a really good deep cleanse and scalp massage, there are months of dry shampoo and hair dye and deposits all along your follicles. So I'm definitely getting into the idea of more scalp massage, using coconut oil or olive oil to really help remove any toxic stuff from the scalp, do that really lovely scalp massage, and then a really good purifying shampoo. And I'm less worried about gray hair. I'm going to let my hair rest a little bit from being repeatedly dyed, because I think sometimes we just need to work on the growth phase and like giving hair time to thrive. So that's what I'm doing. Hopefully you learned a lot. Hopefully you're going to go ask your own doctor about oral minoxidil. And we'll keep you posted. Don't forget to try red light therapy. That's been super beneficial too. I use the Revion red light hair cap. It's so easy, 10 minutes while I'm reading emails every single day. Two people can use it. I've got my amazing husband using it too. And you can use discount code Dr. K Hair, and it's $550 off. And this is a professional grade, really good. You got to check out their website. Amazing before and after pictures that show increased hair density, thickness, filling in thinning areas around the part. I love it. You guys, don't just rely on extensions. Do the things you need to do to improve your hair follicles. If you're noticing thinning, you've already lost 30 to 40% of your hair, and we need to do the hard work now before it's all gone. I hope you learned a lot. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. And that's where you can find our hair growth serum, hair shampoo and conditioner, the hair, skin, and nails vitamins, the collagen powder, all the things we're doing to be our very best selves. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.